There have even been threats against your life. There have been record burnings. You've been banned from some radio stations. Does this bother you?
What bothers me is the stupid fucking people out there who have no goddamn clue. I mean, fuck those pieces of shit. Oh, I'm controversial. Well, they should go fucking move to a different fucking country where you don't have the fucking freedom of fucking speech, you know what I mean? I mean, fuck these people. I'm saying fuck them. I always thought that, you know, by the time I got about my age that the human race would have evolved or something instead of, like, staying exactly the same place they've always been. Maybe there's a few people who are going somewhere, but overall, the people suck ass. Fuck them.
Being crucified.
Crucified? More like a crotch kick to the fucking soul, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm trying to spread the word going on tour, and they're like, oh, you can't play here because you say fuck on stage. And it's like, oh, you can't play there because you wear females' underwear on stage, you know. And it's like, oh, you can't play over here because you get a blowjob on stage, you know. All these puritanical beliefs, restrictions.
Can we talk about your music a little bit? You've gone a long way, so what direction are you trying to move your music?
I can see my music going in two distinctly different directions right now. Because there's two, like, forces that battle inside my mind, two influences that really have been... Well, the first influence is Scandinavian clog shoe music. It's like a percussive music made with these really thick wooden shoes with, like, pointed tips. I bought me a pair. I've been doing a lot of clogging around. It's kind of like tap dancing, but a lot more cacophonious. My next CD might just be all clog. But then again, speed ambient. Me and several members of the Doorfuckers and the Explodians are thinking about doing some of the fastest, most ear-splintering ambient ever recorded onto a CD.
How are you going to respond after tonight? You going to try and explain yourself every time somebody asks or what?
I'll explain the first few times about my stance upon vegetable rights, and if they can't handle that, you know, and they keep on asking me questions and poking those microphones in my face, well, you know, I'm just gonna have to start killing the motherfuckers.